Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 90 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Law enforcement is getting out for this year's Click It or Ticket campaign. The city of Grayson is gearing up for Memory Day celebration this weekend. Kentucky's Warrant Task Force met for the first time Monday. A Kentucky senator is choosing not to get vaccinated for COVID-19. The finalist for Fayette County's new superintendent will meet the community in the coming weeks. The University of Kentucky has raised its starting pay. In sports, Rowan County softball hits the road tonight. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Partly cloudy skies with a low around 65. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. The annual Click It or Ticket campaign began in Kentucky this week. Officials with Kentucky's Office of Highway Safety say travel on Kentucky roads was down last year, mostly because of the pandemic. Still, 780 people lost their lives in crashes. That's an increase from years past. Moorhead Police Captain Erskine Davis says the campaign allows his department to spend more time on the road looking for a number of distractions and bad driving habits.
During this event, we will encourage officers to patrol more, to do more checkpoints. And when I say checkpoints, we also, through the Department of Highway Safety, they bring light trucks for us. And we can just set up in the areas with that, have a spotter, and just check for people wearing their seatbelt and have other officers available to actually make that traffic stop.
Davis says the purpose is to encourage safer driving. The campaign will continue through June 6th. The American Automobile Association expects travel this summer to increase by nearly 60% across the nation compared to last year. Officials with AAA of the Bluegrass say they have seen similar trends locally, as 60% of people ask planned to travel this summer. Retail office manager Ashley Gurley tells WKYT a lot of people are planning to get outside in the national parks.
There's a lot of out west road trips being planned, and it's becoming very difficult to get reservations in the national park areas.
This summer, gas prices are also expected to be higher with the increased travel and the Colonial Pipeline incident earlier this month. 2021 marks the 50th anniversary of Grayson Memory Days. The annual festival is returning to the streets of Grayson in Carter County this weekend, with events scheduled to take place Thursday through Sunday. Organizers say this year's event will be the biggest yet. Michelle Boggs is the co-coordinator of the Grayson Memory Days. She says organizers are excited to see the festival return for its 50th anniversary after events were canceled last year due to COVID-19.
All these churches have come together to make this a great event for the kids as well. We don't want people that's got multiple kids to come and have to dollar themselves to death for this and that. And so we're trying to provide as much for the kids to do at a free cost as what we can.
For a complete schedule of events, visit graysonchamber.com. Many artists are looking forward to bouncing back from the pandemic, but art shows are expected to make a comeback soon. Henry County scratchboard artist Kathy Conroy tells LEX18 she took initiative this year and planned a solo exhibit.
My show opened last week, and I've already sold four pieces from that show and got a couple of commissions, so it's good.
Conroy says looking ahead, she's already scheduled for some shows and classes she teaches. All of her classes will be taught following COVID protocols. Attorney General Daniel Cameron led the first meeting of Kentucky's brand new search warrant task force on Monday. The group is scrutinizing a number of the procedures some believe may have led to the 2020 death of Breonna Taylor. The 18-member task force will work through the rest of the year looking at how warrants are obtained, reviewed, and carried out in Kentucky, and will potentially recommend changes. University of Kentucky Police Chief Joe Monroe is a member of the task force. He tells LEX18 the group will hopefully play an important role in law enforcement going forward.
Some of the things that we are looking forward to is developing a best practice model for the state that's fair, safe, and acceptable to everyone.
The task force is made up of police officers, judges, lawyers, lawmakers, educators, and citizens. Cameron says there will be opportunity for public input. Senator Rand Paul says he's chosen not to get vaccinated against COVID-19, citing his previous infection as a reason not to get the jab. Paul was the first known U.S. senator to contract the virus in March 2020, and he's since pointed to natural immunity as his reason for not adopting precautions such as masking. He's also taken that argument to the nation's leading infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, in a series of heated exchanges on Capitol Hill.
If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You had the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater.
Now Paul has revealed he's not getting vaccinated, telling WABC he has yet to see evidence that immunity produced by the virus offers less protection than the vaccines. The senator's reasoning does, however, run counter to CDC recommendations, which advise even those who have been infected to get vaccinated because it's not certain how long natural immunity may last. A Kentucky sheriff's office says a suspicious package sent to the home of Senator Rand Paul appears to contain a non-toxic substance. The FBI says it's providing forensic and technical analysis in the investigation. The Warren County Sheriff's Office says it was contacted by Capitol Police on Monday regarding a suspicious package delivered to Paul's home in Bowling Green. The package was taken to the Bowling Green Fire Department, and a preliminary analysis identified the substance as non-toxic. The sheriff's office did not identify the substance. The package will undergo further analysis. Paul's wife, Kelly, tweeted that she received a death threat letter and called the FBI. Paul is running for a third term in next year's election. Kentucky Representative Hal Rogers will not have to pay a $5,000 fine over House security screenings. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has the story.
Rogers won his appeal for supposedly skipping a full security screening in the U.S. House of Representatives last month. According to the Louisville Courier-Journal, Rogers said the situation was a simple misunderstanding. On Thursday, the House of Ethics Committee announced a majority of its members agreed to the Kentucky Republicans' appeal of the fine. The fine stemmed from a rule that was instituted in the wake of the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The House had metal detectors set up, and its sergeant-at-arms was empowered to fine anyone who didn't go through the security screening. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Carter County Times, a locally owned and operated newspaper serving businesses and residents of Carter County, including Grayson, Olive Hill, Globe, Carter City, Willard, Hitchens, and Rush. The Times is Carter County's source for local news, sports, and obituaries, available at local retailers and delivered every Wednesday. For subscriptions and more information, the Carter County Times is available online at cartercountytimes.com or by phone at 606-225-1318.
Five finalists for Fayette County Public School Superintendent have been announced, along with a schedule for community forums to meet and get to know the candidates. The search process for the district's next top school official has been underway for months, following the unexpected loss of former Superintendent Manny Calk in December. In the meantime, School Board Chair Tyler Murphy says meeting the needs of a diverse student body emerged as a clear community priority.
That was one of the things that really bubbled to the top, right? When we look at the surveys, when we look at the input sessions, our community is committed to finding a candidate that has this commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
The district announced Monday that the community will get a chance to meet the finalist one-to-one on June 2nd at Frederick Douglass High School. The candidates will also take part in hour-long virtual Q&As this week. The school board hopes to have a new superintendent in the job by the start of the new school year. Starting pay at the University of Kentucky will increase to $15 an hour next year under the school's budget proposal. WUKY's Josh James has more on the announcement.
UK President Eli Capoluto highlighted several new incentives in the spending plan. Topping the list, a new minimum hourly starting pay of $15 starting January 1st, 2022. As for this year, pay will jump by $1.15 beginning in July. But current employees can also look forward to a number of other benefits if the proposal is approved as is. They include new paid leave for staff employees who are welcoming a new child or caring for an ill parent, a 2% merit raise, a one-time $1,000 payment for faculty and staff employed as of December 31, 2020, in recognition of their efforts during the pandemic, the resumption of a 10% employer retirement contribution rate, and an extension on the deadline to use accrued vacation time. Capilouto said the university can expect updates on the budget in the weeks ahead. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
The Kentucky-based mega greenhouse company AppHarvest now employs two key aides to former President Donald Trump. Derek Lyons was the White House staff secretary and counselor to the president. Jordan Kareem was the director of Oval Office Operation. Lyons began working for AppHarvest back in December as general counsel. He left his position at the White House that same month ahead of Trump's term ending, according to the Lexington Herald Leader. Kareem, who was considered Trump's, quote, body man, left the White House in January of 2019 and started working with AppHarvest on April 12th as chief of staff. AppHarvest has grown its workforce significantly in recent months to 500 employees. Earlier this week, AppHarvest announced it generated $2.3 million in net sales and sold 3.8 million pounds of tomatoes in its first quarter. A Marathon oil refinery in eastern Kentucky is emitting benzene into the air at levels higher than what the federal EPA says require action to curb. Benzene is a well-known carcinogen that can cause leukemia. According to a report from the Environmental Integrity Project, benzene readings at the Boyd County refinery jumped 233% between 2019 and 2020. Elon Levine with the group says last year's levels were 11% above the EPA action level.
These are not necessarily Clean Air Act violations, but the data indicates clearly that we've got a problem at many of these U.S. refineries.
Taking a quick look at sports, regional baseball action tonight. Elliott County will play a doubleheader against Bath County. Lawrence County hosts Greenup County. Montgomery County heads to Powell County. In regional softball action tonight, Round County will be on the road at Russell. East Carter is hosting a doubleheader against Elliott County. Fleming County heads to Greenup, and Raceland is set to host Ashland Blazer. We'll have scores from those contests tomorrow on Morning Edition. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m., partly sunny skies with a high near 80 degrees. Wednesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny, a high near 84. Thursday night, more showers and thunderstorms with a low around 64. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Ethan Jenkins, Cassie Stearman, Keneally Roberts, Jonathan Burton, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.